here's a story from The World.
When the pandemic began spreading across the globe earlier this year, governments everywhere rushed to provide relief services and emergency equipment to their citizens. Months later, it's becoming clear that this was a window of opportunity in many different countries for corruption and theft. As The World's Halima Gikandi tells us, a new report details what happened in South Africa.
South Africa went under strict lockdown in late March. Authorities realized early on that this would have a big impact on the country's economy, so they quickly arranged for billions of dollars in public relief, food packages, water services, and cash. But it didn't take long before accusations came out that some government officials were taking advantage of the emergency to line their pockets.
And thanks for watching Morning Live. Now, corruption and anti-corruption unit.
Allegations of corruption related to COVID-19 relief funds and food parcel.
Well, ANC is again trying to do damage control over corruption within its ranks. The
National corruption in South Africa is nothing new, but some hoped that the coronavirus pandemic would be different. Zukiswa Kota is with the Public Service Accountability Monitor in the Eastern Cape, one of South Africa's poorest provinces.
Very early on, we were getting questions like, how do we know who's meant to receive what and where? How are the food parcels allocated?
In some cases, people never received the relief that was promised. Many people in South Africa suspect that was deliberate.
People saying, look, in my area, family X, Y, and Z have received food parcels more than, you know, we think they should, and we haven't at all, but that's because they support Councillor X.
This month, South Africa's Auditor General released an in-depth report on South Africa's multi-billion dollar coronavirus relief package. It confirmed there were massive irregularities. Here's Auditor General Kimi Makwetu speaking at a recent press conference.
There were a number of things that already, as we are proceeding with this work on procurement, which we have identified, some of them are clear indicators of fraudulent activity.
Including goods that were never delivered by contractors, possible cases of conflict of interest, questionable procurement deals, and people winning government contracts with little experience.
The unit price for some of these items of PPE, whether it was masks or whether it was any one of the other things that fall under PPE, some of them were bought at prices significantly higher than what National Treasury had advised.
Some PPE goods were bought at prices five times higher than the going rate. That news has been especially difficult to hear for South Africa's medical workers who have been facing shortages of quality protective equipment. Health workers in Pretoria recently held demonstrations against corruption. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has been outspoken. He's calling for more accountability, and he's vowed to crack down on officials who have been implicated in corruption or mismanagement of COVID goods.
I have authorized the Special Investigating Unit to probe any allegations relating to the misuse of COVID-19 funds across all spheres of the state.
But Ramaphosa has gotten some public heat, too, because his own party, the ruling African National Congress, has been at the center of the recent corruption allegations. Party members are accused of stealing or diverting food packages meant for the poor. Some have been suspended or gone on leave, including the president's own spokeswoman. Karam Singh is with the group Corruption Watch. He's based in Cape Town.
It is shocking, you know, that it happens in the context of a public health pandemic.
Shocking, but not so surprising, he says. These problems are systemic. Singh tells me that South Africa's systems for government contracts and procurement are vulnerable to those who want to take advantage of them.
Which were only going to be exacerbated by the kind of mobilization of funds, and in some cases, the relaxation of regulations around, in particular, how emergency procurement would take place.
Singh says the AG report is a step in the right direction, but now is the time for accountability. South Africa has a number of high-profile corruption investigations playing out. One involves the former president, Jacob Zuma. But Singh says these sorts of investigations rarely lead to convictions.
If we do see any accountability along those lines, of people losing their positions, people stepping aside, then those will all be really positive developments.
South Africa's Auditor General will release another report on the distribution of coronavirus emergency funds in November. For the world, I'm Halima Gikandi.
From PRX.